Now will you notice what happens? Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us, what's thine occupation, and from where comest thou, what is thy country, and of what people art thou? Now, this man Jonah may not have had much of a time to talk to these sailors. He had apparently had some time, but maybe not too much. But do you notice what he's silent on? He certainly is no witness for God. And a man out of the will of God can never be an effective witness for God. I think that's something very important for us to keep before us. Now, notice what it is that he did not tell them. They say to him, first of all, we want to ask you some questions. Since this evil has fallen on us, what is thine occupation? Well, he hadn't told anybody he was a prophet, you see. He kept quiet on that. And from where comest thou? And he didn't tell them he was from the northern kingdom of Israel and from Gath-Hepher. He said nothing about his hometown. And what is thy country? He didn't say that I'm a citizen of Israel. And of what people art thou? And he didn't say that I belong to the Israelite nation and the Israelite people. And we have a revelation of the living and true God. And I'm a prophet that's been called to go to Nineveh to bring a message of hope and salvation. And I represent the living God. Now, he hadn't said that. Why? He's entirely out of the will of God. Now, will you notice? He says in verse 9, and he said unto them, I'm a Hebrew. And that meant a whole lot. They were known as being monotheistic. That is, they worship one God and never an idol. They had no other gods before them. They worship the God who is the creator. And he says here now, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and the dry land. This ocean right out here that you're seeing so stirred up by this storm. The God that I worship made that. And he made the sea, he made the dry land also. Well, these men, I think, knew about Israel, but they were pagan. They had no knowledge of the living and true God. And we're told here, and then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. He had told them. Now, this man, he had a bad conscience, no question about that, although he could sleep with it very nicely. But this man, Jonah, had told them, well, he says, the reason I'm taking this trip, it's a pleasure trip, really. Actually, I had business over in Nineveh, but I decided not to go over there. And I'm getting away from my God, I know, in making this trip. But he hadn't divulged to them very much information, you see. Now, they say to him, Why hast thou done this? And may I say to you, that is the good question that the unbeliever asks of the believer sometimes, and it's an embarrassing one. I had a man that came to me when I was pastor in Los Angeles, and he visited the church. He was an unsaved man. I'd met him in a business in downtown Los Angeles and invited him to come to church. And he said to me that morning, he says, Is so-and-so a member of your church? I said, Yes. He said, Well, I didn't know he was a church member. Well, I said, He's an officer in this church. I said to him, Why? Well, he said, You know, I've known that man for several years. I've done business with him. I never would have dreamed that he was a Christian. Now, he says, if I were a Christian, I would not do the things that that man does. You know, it's embarrassing when an unbeliever comes and says to a Christian, "Why are you doing this? I thought you were a child of God." It's rather embarrassing, is it not? And I think Jonah turned about three or four different colors of red at this particular time.